My guest at this time is the lovely, talented, and March mad Elena Newport, the talented star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capitalsteps.com where you can get their stuff. Elena, do you get the bracket fever like I do and like President Obama clearly does?
I'm mad all year. It was funny because I was noticing that President Obama has both Florida and Ohio in his final four, and I thought, gosh, he still, you know, needs those two states. You know, so I guess it's reflexive when you're president. You just got to, you know, you got to, I mean, he's not running for re-election as far as I know, but you got to do it, huh?
Yeah, you know, he won North Carolina back in 2008, picked them the next year, and they won the national championship. This time he narrowly lost North Carolina. I don't see North Carolina in the Final Four. I don't see Duke. You know, it's I don't think it's a coincidence.
You know, there's somebody doing their doctoral thesis on this very thing as we speak.
It's true. Although, I say that, but he did pick Indiana to win it all. So he did lose, and he lost Indiana, too. So maybe that theory doesn't exactly hold as strongly as I thought it did. But
I don't know, but there will be a book soon, I'm sure.
But his alma mater of Harvard scored the biggest upset on the on the opening night, and he didn't pick that. So I wonder if anybody over there is a little bitter that he didn't believe in those kids.
See, well, that's true. He should have picked his own. That's true. But I always go by whatever mascot could beat up the other mascot. Like, you always think a wolf could beat, like, a cardinal or something like that, right?
Right.
But I didn't know with a crimson, like, what that could do to, like, a lobo.
Yeah, that's a hard one to gauge. So, what's the most ferocious one of all? I don't know. But
I don't know. Could a raptor get like an? I have no idea. So I
well, then you have
I'm
other
problems.
You have other problems too, because you know we get a lot of schools that are named Wildcats or Tigers. So then if they play each other, then you really got to flip a coin.
Yeah, I mean that just throws it all off. So, but I just read the headline online that. The Senate is poised to pass its first budget in 4 years.
That is correct.
So congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. But, you know, Republicans are probably a little bit happy about this, a little bit sad that the Democrats finally got around to doing this. They're happy because they've been attacking the Democrats for not doing it for a while. But they had this great little press release going that said, the last time the Democrats actually produced a budget, the iPad wasn't invented yet. And, you know, things like that. So now they can't issue those anymore.
Nobody had heard of Honey Boo Boo at that point.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, actually, that leads us right into our song today.
Exactly. All about
blame for what? Yeah.
Yes. Plenty of blame to go around for sequester. If you were hoping for a White House tour, or they're still talking about maybe the Easter egg roll might not happen, the Air Force Academy just canceled its 4th of July celebration. That's pretty depressing. So,
oh, my goodness.
So the Capitol Steps have assembled a bipartisan collection of lawmakers here and see who takes full responsibility. I'm sure they all will.
Ladies and gentlemen, with sequestration taking effect and yet more deadlines approaching, we've gathered some of the top-ranking Democrats and Republicans in the Congress. Please welcome Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Senator Mitch McConnell. Chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Barbara Mikulski.
We have looked for common ground, and each person says as if.
So it looks like we have thrown the country off a fiscal cliff.
If we can't get it together on this economic mess,
we just might miss our next recess.
Now we can't reach an agreement on how to fix this economic disaster, so what would you do? Since it seems that each and every one of us here has the brains and maturity of Honey Boo Boo.
So we need someone to blame somewhere in the world.
Don't you pin the blame on me, I've done nothing.
Yes, I agree.
Why'd we pass this legislation? Why did we force our own hand?
Because we couldn't meet the deadlines. There are cuts throughout the land.
And the middle class have lost their tax breaks just like we all fear.
Thank goodness we aren't up year.
I can't see any way around this problem. It's an enormous fiscal hurdle. But it makes sense that things would progress slowly when you take into consideration that Senator Mitch McConnell looks exactly like a turtle.
So we'll pass legislation today to take at least one problem away, to make sure they cannot sequester our pay.
Elena, I believe that's the first ever Barbara Mikulski appearance in the Capital Step Show. Is that correct?
And I had to look up her height is like 4'10 or something.
Is it really?
Yeah, we have trouble finding anybody. We considered the whole like going out on our knees thing and everything. But
do you have to raid a local elementary school or something?
But that is actually a true fact at the end of that song, that the pay of the Congress cannot be sequestered under the bill. So they were very careful about that.
Of course.
And that's the only accurate thing in the entire song.
Wow.
So we got
the continuing resolution that was trying to avoid shutting down the government. That seems to be not drawing too much fire on either side of the aisle. But now we got the debt ceiling coming around the corner, and they're already lining up for that one because Boehner wants as much in cuts as there is for an extension of the debt ceiling, and Nancy Pelosi says that will basically reduce the government to hardly recognizable. So.
And we just lost 98% of the American public because they're like, what is the difference between a debt ceiling and a CR and a budget?
Just get it done and leave us alone, I think, is probably what they're most of them are saying. Elena, what else are you looking at these days?
Well, we're going to get you our new Pope song next week. We got the Pope in the show, and, obviously the Argentinian connection.
Oh, yes.
And
a little Evita, perhaps?
We have a little Evita, and we have a couple good Supreme Court cases coming up next week with gay marriage, and I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff coming up. So we'll be busy. The writers in the Capital Steps will be busy.
Absolutely. Well, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks, as always, for being with us.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or learn about them and buy their stuff online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.